May we have your name and where you are living now?
My name is Anina Mogensen, and I live in Houston.
And that's in California?
Yeah, that's California.
Where were you born in Denmark?
Læsø.
And
was there a certain city or town on that island?
Yeah, they called that Vesterø.
Now, were you born in the town or
out? Oh, there wasn't hardly any town that time. There wasn't no town. I'm born in the country.
How many years ago was that?
85 years ago.
Oh, That is a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Were you in a family of other brothers and sisters? Did you have?
Yeah, there were 5 sisters and 3 brothers.
And what was your father's name?
Ole Peter Christensen.
And your mother's maiden name?
Amalia Nielsen.
And Amalia Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your brothers and sisters' names?
Do you remember them?
Yes, I do. They're all dead and gone.
Oh,
I got one living. Her name is Ottilia.
Ottilia.
Yeah,
Ottilia.
She's living.
Was your father in fishing or farming, or how did he make a living for such
no,
a big family?
He was a seaman to a start, but when I come to this world, and I remember, he was a handyman. He did all the carpenter when he built houses, doors and windows and everything.
Oh.
That was his. In the winter time, he was standing in his shop and fixed all spinning wheels and wagon wheels and everything like that. That was in the winter his winter job.
Yeah, and in the summer he farmed.
No, he didn't farm. My mother did all the farming.
She did.
And my brothers was out as a seaman. They was all sailing. They was all as a seaman. And my sisters, just as soon as they was confirmed 14 years old, but then I was out working. So when I remember back was my sister Ottilia and I. We was the farmer together with my mother. And that's what I've been the farmer to this day.
Oh, dear. how did you go to school?
Sure, I went to school.
How many years?
From about 5 to 14.
5 to 14.
Now, in Denmark, we have something called confirmation. Did you have that up in Læsø?
Yeah, I was confirmed when I was 14 years old. Then I got out working.
Could you tell a little bit about when you went to, I know they call it go to Præsten in Danish, and then what happened to the time it took and how much did you have to do any studying?
Oh, you bet you had to do any studying. If they're studying a little more nowadays, we had to memorize everything, even when we went to school, the Bible story, catechism, psalm. Mm-hmm. We had to remember that by heart and tell the teacher that.
Word for word?
Yeah.
What would happen if you forgot a word?
Well, then you had to read it over and maybe sit after school, but I never did that because I was easy to learn.
Oh, good.
Was it a special occasion in your home when you then got confirmed?
No, that was very little. We didn't have anything like they have nowadays.
Yeah.
My family was there, that was all.
Did you have any special celebrations during the year?
No.
No Christmas?
No. Yeah, we had Christmas. But we never had a Christmas tree because we had to buy that from over across. And I.
Oh, I see.
On the other side.
On the other side, and we didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. But you sang Christmas songs and.
No. Mm-hmm. No, not in my. We wasn't. My mother, she lived her Christian life every day. And every Sunday, when she got old enough, she couldn't go to church because that was a whole mile and walk. And she read her Bible and he sung her songs and things like that. Otherwise, he didn't have any. That was too far to go. Everything was on foot.
Yes.
The island you came from is very small. As the children grew up, was there work for them on the island, or how did they have to go to the mainland to get work, or how did that work?
Not before it was confirmed.
No, but I mean after they're confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there work for them on the island?
Not very much. All the boys, they was all sailing. They all got it. That was a tradition. It was a seaman.
Yeah. Now, were they on sailing vessels to go to other countries?
Oh, yeah.
Fisher?
Yeah. No, to other countries. They were all over. My brothers was all over.
Oh.
I bet you there isn't a place in the whole world that he hadn't been.
Oh.
What about the girls? How did they find work?
They had to go out and do housework.
On the island or on the mainland?
I started on the island.
You started on the island?
Yeah.
Now, how old were you when you came to the United States?
25 years old.
What made you come?
Uh-huh.
I knew I'd ask a question you couldn't answer.
Because I like to get to this country. I was one of those girls that like to get out. My older sister's home. She's been home all her life on the same place. And I want to get out and see something.
Did you have knowledge of English when you came?
Not a word.
Not a word. How did you manage to get to the United States?
Oh, that was easy because Dick would speak Danish and Norwich. I was on a Danish boat. I come over for the Nordner.
And you landed in New York?
Yeah.
Did you go through any special customs?
Yeah, I went to Ellis Island.
Ellis Island?
Uh-huh.
And was there someone there to meet you?
Yeah, my sister Maria was.
Oh, your sister Maria?
Yeah, I had
my
sister over here in this country in New York.
How long had she been here before you came here?
Well, when did she get over here? And she got over here, and Christina came over here in 1906, and I think Maria came over here in 1907.
1907.
Yeah.
And you came over in
1915. I came into World War One.
Was there anything special on the trip that was different than it might have been for someone else? Was there anything that happened on the boat that might have been a little special in your case?
No, I had such a good time. I can't even tell you anything. I had such a good time.
We won't ask either.
No, there wasn't anything special.
Was there any difficulty because the war was on?
No. Yeah, we were stopped one time.
By
that
whom?
The Germans come along and look if there was anybody around that they could get hold in, I think. But I didn't pay no attention to that. I didn't get fouled.
What was the name of the ship?
Well, I don't know.
Now, when you went, when you came to America, you had already had two sisters leave. How did your parents feel about you coming such a long ways from home?
My parents never said anything. My dad said when I first came out of work and I went to Copenhagen, I went in and asked him that time if I was allowed to go to Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. And now he say, all he says, I hope you can take care of yourself. That's all he says.
And your mother?
She never said anything.
She never said
anything? She said, God bless you. That's all she did.
Was there any kind of a little celebration before you left?
Oh, no, I packed my suitcase and I left.
Was there anybody at the boat when you left?
I don't think so.
Just you yourself, you just took off?
I don't think so.
Now,
yeah, when I came to this from this country,
yeah.
I went to Copenhagen. I had been home this winter. In 1914, I went home from where I was working. So I went back to Copenhagen again. And I went from Copenhagen, so they didn't even know I was gone to this country.
you have told us that you met your husband on the boat. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Was it on the boat that you met your husband?
No, I met him before I went on the boat. He was home on a visit. And I know his mother and his sisters and brothers.
Did he come from the same island that you did?
No, he was from Aarhus.
Oh.
And you were married when?
1916.
Did he speak English when he came?
Oh, yeah, he speaks just as fluent English. And he didn't mix it up like they do around here.
Where had he learned English?
He's been over here since he was 15 years old.
Oh, I see. What was his job?
Well, he had a look for a job when he came over next time. I stayed in New York.
Yeah, but
and he went to Chicago.
What kind of work was he in? Was he hunting for?
He did anything he could get hold in. He was a streetcar conductor.
Oh.
No, a streetcar motorman for a while.
Aye.
Did you take any, or did either one of you take any special lessons in order to learn English?
I started to get to school, but then I got married, and then I got sick, and then I couldn't go to school anymore.
But you still learned English.
Now, you mentioned that the stewardess on the ship tried to get you a job or got you a job.
Yes, she was supposed to find a girl in the old country.
And
to bring along over here to those people in New Jersey.
And did they meet you at the boat in this country?
No. I wouldn't have known them anyway.
Mm. And
my sister Maria met me.
I see. And did Sister Maria take you?
She took me over there, yeah.
And how did you get along, or were they Danish?
No, she was German and he was an Englishman.
And they instructed you what to do in English?
Yeah.
You knew
I had to understand the best I could.
Uh-huh. And you were just telling me a story about your second week here, you were sent off to the store.
Would you tell us about that again when you were sent to the store?
Why, I just had to go down and get some writing paper and some shoe polish.
Did they write out the note?
No, she didn't. I had to remember it.
And you came back with what you were supposed to get?
Yes, I did.
And 2 weeks after you came to this country?
Yeah. Then she always came and give me some books I should read, and I couldn't read. So I had another book that were Danish and English. So when I sat and read those books in the English, the American language, I had to look it over in that Danish and English, you know.
So you had a...
It kind of...
Ordbook?
Yeah.
An ordbook, yeah. Yeah.
A dictionary.
Yeah, no, there was Danish and in English,
yeah.
So I had it.
Yeah.
But I just keep on poking on that.
And then you learn. When did you become a citizen?
In 1931.
Was there a particular reason why you became a citizen?
No. I just want to be a citizen.
You want to be a citizen. And you have been back to Denmark several times.
Yeah.
And you are going again soon.
Yeah, in May.
What do you expect to find in Denmark?
Nothing.
Is there a particular reason why you want
to go? I'd just like to see that little island once more.
Do you have some fond memories?
Yeah, a lot of fond memories. For every time I've been home, I've been dancing to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you expect to dance to 4 this time?
I could.
I know you could.
I could if anybody invited me.
Yeah. What changes in Denmark did you notice the last time you were there from the time you were a young girl there?
Oh, there were a lot of changes. I don't see how all those houses can be on that little island. And how they're making a living, I can't figure that out, because that island is full of tourists now. And they build houses over there, all over. And they buy the old farmhouses and fix them up and make tourist summer houses.
Are the men there still sailors?
No, I think they're most of them are fishermen now, that I know anyone about. And then there's a lot of minks over there now.
Oh, minks?
Yeah, there's a lot of minks farm. Was when I was home last time anyway.
You have been a widow lady for some years, and you raised 5 boys by yourself. Did you try to teach them Danish?
They went to school in Danish and went to confirmation in Danish. They all know Danish.
Where was that?
Nasco, Minnesota.
A special school or a special church?
No, there was the same school, but there was a Danish teacher there. There was always a Danish teacher to teach them. And somebody else is Danish.
And they were confirmed in a Danish church?
Yeah, in a Danish language.
In a Danish
language? The next youngest, Hans, is up in Nevada. He was confirmed in Denmark, Palacio, where I was confirmed.
Oh.
On Babatek, in that same church.
That's very nice. Do any of your grandchildren know any Danish?
No.
Are they interested in Denmark?
Yes, but that's too late.
No, but are they interested in the Danish country?
I don't think so.
They're not particularly.
I don't think so.
Do you keep any special Danish traditions in your home here? Is there something you do that you would say, this is Danish, in the way you cook or when you have people in? Or
I always cook in Danish, and that's the only thing. And that's what I did when I was working for people. I always like to make cookies, and I always cook it. I never had a cookbook.
You never had a cookbook?
I never had a cookbook. I got one now, but I never had a cookbook. I never use it, only when I make cake and cookies. I never use a cookbook.
And you use all the old Danish recipes?
Yeah, even when I worked in Santa Barbara. I worked for millionaires in Santa Barbara.
Now,
I had no trouble.
Have your daughter-in-laws wanted to know any of your Danish recipes?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know.
Because my daughter-in-law in here, she had a Danish mother.
Oh.
So she knows it from that.
Well, how many of your boys married Scandinavian girls?
Just that one in here.
Mm-hmm. Is this a Danish
skill?
Yeah,
that's some of my work, yeah.
What is that called?
That's crocheting.
Crocheting.
Yeah, but in Danish, what do you...
What is it called in Danish?
Hating.
And you learned to do that in Denmark?
No. I learned to do that and started to crochet when Jimmy had pneumonia. He was about a year old over here. I was sitting by his bed. The minister's wife taught me that.
Oh.
We learned how to knit and mend and things like that when I was kids. We didn't learn things like that.
This was pretty fancy. And you're still doing the knit and crocheting.
Yeah.
And when we came in, we saw that you were working on quite a blanket or
That's an African, yeah.
And you make the afghans for yourself?
No. I give them away.
Any reason for giving them away? To charity, to special people, or?
To special people.
Oh, fine.
And you read, and yeah. I understand you ride bicycle?
Yeah.
How far can you go on your bicycle?
I don't only go up to that inner town, up to Lohr, that's all.
And that's about how far?
Well, I think it's a mile, isn't it?
Just about.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
In fact, when Laura said that you bicycled up there and we followed her down here, I was wondering how you did it.
That's quite a way.
But I guess you get on your bicycle and go.
Oh, I can walk that up there, too.
Oh, yes.
Now, let's see here. You said you had a doctor on Lesser.
Oh, yes.
Were you children sick and needed a doctor?
No. No, my mother was the doctor.
And what did you get sick with?
Mumps. That's all the sickness I can remember we had.
And what did your mother do for mumps?
She put some woolen all on her neck and keep us warm.
And that is all?
That's all.
You didn't even catch colds or anything?
No.
Well, you must have been healthy children.
We didn't catch colds. We was all shelling snow up to our neck.
And you got rugged enough to take all the bugs.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think they keep the children too sheltered up nowadays. That's why they had to run to the doctor all the time.
When you were a child, you speak of shoveling snow and having to work. Were there ever times when you actually had time to play?
Yeah.
How did you play? What was your game?
Oh, we had all different kind of games. I can't even tell you what this is.
But you did have time
But
to
the
play.
Neighbor's kids come over especially in the evening when they were finished. And on Sunday, they didn't have any time to play games.
But you said you also went to dances. Did you have dances on that little island that you were born and raised on?
Not before I was 19 years old that I started going to dances.
Was that one of your parents' rules?
No.
You just weren't interested?
Yeah. You never even thought about it.
What kind of dances? Folk dances?
No, yeah, it's not what we call folk dances. Yeah. All different kind of... Yeah, that's what it's called, folk dancing. Yes, it
is. Do you remember the names of any of them, like the Schottisch?
Yeah, the Schottisch. And the Fjärkanes, we can't, Fjärkanes life, Fort Bow, we call it.
I'll
hard
translate
to tell.
For you, Anina. If you want to say something in Danish, you can go ahead and say it, because then I will translate it later on for Ed, if you don't know the English word.
And there were, because Mertens folks, there were some other skilling things.
If you had a... Say one last thing. Do you have any advice for people in the future? What would you say if you had to give a word of advice to somebody in the future? What would you tell them?
Work a little more.
Work a little more.
Nothing else. Just work a little more.
Work a little more and be satisfied with what you get.
I see.